Hey, my friend, welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the Tradie Success Academy. We're on a mission to help trade and construction business owners unlock time and financial freedom within as little as 3 years. With the right processes and systems and support, we're able to help people level up with less mistakes and have the motivation and support and guidance around systemization and process, whether that comes to lead generation, conversions, on-site value delivery, maximizing efficiency and profitability, operations and administration, or personal performance, how to really maximize yourself as a business owner and unlock that growth in your own business. Now, whether you're a sole trader or you've been in business for years and years, we're here to support you no matter what size you are. So look in the show notes. We've got a link to an exclusive offer for the podcast where you get 30 days free of the Academy Mastermind program. On there, you'll get access to online, on-demand training videos, access to live training every single week, and access to an amazing trade community filled with all different types of trades supporting one another to unlock that growth potential. Click the link in the show notes and unlock your free trial now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. Over the next four episodes, what we're going to cover is how to prepare yourself for December. Now, in trades and service-based businesses, December can be brutal. It can be extremely pressurized and create a lot of stress both on you and your team. And what we do in December is ultra critical as to how we start the new year. So I want to create some acute awareness and focus around what you can do right in December to set yourself up for the right start in January. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to get the most out of your team in December. What we want to focus on here is the variables that we can control as a business owner and what we can expect from our team under different circumstances and different conditions. So as you can imagine, once we get into December, we've got the goal of getting to Christmas and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's been a big year. It's been a big year for us. It's been a big year for our team. So it's important to acknowledge that. And unfortunately, the end of the year brings an increased volume of workload, typically speaking, for our trades and service-based industries, which means we're going to have more work on our plate than normal. And clients' expectations change. Christmas becomes this magical deadline where everything has to happen before Christmas. And the way in which we have to address that is we work at trying to squeeze as many jobs into December as possible. And by doing that, we create a pressurized schedule, not leaving enough time between jobs, not leaving enough, maybe trimming the time off jobs, creating this pressure that our field staff feel around not being able to execute the task within the right time frame. And it's important to remember the psyche and the motivators of your staff. As an employee, one of the primary goals is to come to work, do your work, be acknowledged for the hard work that you do, and go home on time. Go home on time is the short-term goal for them. And so everything they do throughout the day is designed around making sure that they finish on time. So if you cram the schedule up, they're going to start to feel the pressure. And in that pressure, they might start to rush. And when you start to rush, those mistakes come in. And in December, you simply don't have the time or capacity to go around fixing mistakes and errors. So although we get this influx of work and it's extremely exciting to be able to capitalize on that and make the most out of it, you need to exercise discipline and diligence around how much time you allocate for each client, and making sure that you're not trimming that up or squeezing too much in. To highlight this, we've seen numbers before in the past where we've done more jobs, the volume of jobs is higher in November and December, but we actually make higher profit in September and October. We do less jobs in September and October, but we make more profit because we've got the time on site to extract those high value opportunities that exist. When the pressure's on and you don't have the time, the sorts of things that you lose is connection and rapport with your clients. And that connection and rapport leads to a number of different client outcomes. It will reduce your ability to upsell or upgrade the value of the job. it will reduce the likelihood of getting a 5-star customer review. And it will also reduce the likelihood of referral work. So you're cutting the value of that client off by squeezing the time. So how do you prepare best for this? Firstly, I would suggest talking to your team, seeing that and acknowledging that this is a busy period in time. Are you able to ask them to maybe extend the hours that we're going to work for December? Can we do larger days to accommodate more clients? If your team is in agreement to that and you acknowledge that, then you know that's a great, great step forward, and that gives you that extra capacity to be able to fit those jobs in and still make the most out of each one of those. Plus, it's setting a realistic expectation for the staff as to, okay, we're going to be doing 10-hour days, not here's 8 hours of work when it's actually 11 hours of work and they take 11 hours to do it and they continually feel this grind that they can't get home on time. So being proactive and having that open discussion at the start will be super beneficial. The things that you can do in November that help you in this is make sure you have the right amount of capacity within your team. So is there a way for you to hire overflow staff, maybe use the utilization of subcontractors or casual staff to be able to facilitate the increased workload coming into December? And you have to manage the energy levels of your team. You can only ask your team to go at 100% for so long before they burn out. So realistically, we've got a short window in December that if we haven't been calling upon them during October and November, then we can ask for a little bit more out of the tank and see if we can push forward. So if you keep those few things in mind, guys, you'll be able to make December not only very busy and service a lot of clients, but maximize the profitability of December so that you've got that cash in the wind of the sales to carry you through what is typically a slow start to January. Hope that helps. I'll see you in the next episode where we're going to talk about the best ways to preserve your financial position through December and January.